Who would like to have now an experience of taking a positive resource, kind of like I did with Sunny yesterday, only we're going to take it now, anchor it, and take it back in time and find out all the things that are associated with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What state? And first I'll ask you, are you comfortable with me over here, or would you rather have me on the other side?
This is good.
This is good?
Mm-hmm.
I always check psychogeography. What internal emotional state would you like to explore that seems to be resourceful for you?
I like to call it at my best.
At your best?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you already did all this stuff about accessing states. Mm-hmm. So I might say, when's a time you've been at your best? Or when's one of those experiences where you felt like, whoa, I am really at my best? And put yourself back there. And notice what you're feeling and what you're seeing out of your own eyes when you are at your best. Yeah. Notice where in your body you feel at your best. So where do you feel it, Mo? Where is it?
All over.
All over. So this is an all over body response. Yes. So notice that at my best. Yeah. You know what that feels like, right? Okay, now, since you're learning it, I'm going to drop that anchor. We're going to break state. There might be some purple bunnies up here left over from yesterday doing somersaults on the floor. When you are beginning to practice anchoring, it's nice to always test your work. That's how you know whether it's working or not, Sebastian. So I had him think of something else, got him out of the at your best state, and now we see if it's there, which it is. Okay, so this at my best state, just if it's easier for you to do this with your eyes closed, that's fine. Allow this feeling to take you back in time, to go back to other experiences where you were feeling at your best. And just give me a nod when an experience pops up. And give me a code name for that. Might be an age, might be a place.
15,
okay. So let's keep going, yeah. At your best. Let's find out what else is associated with at your best. When you are at your best. Yeah, what's that one? Just a code name for it.
Still 15.
Still 15. Yeah. No, 15 was a good time.
It was a good time.
Okay, let's get at least one more. Okay, just don't try to think about it. Just let the feeling be your guide, taking you to experiences, maybe even something you've not thought about for a long time, where you had some of this at your best, when it was fully available to you. There's at least one more in there.
Yeah.
And what's that? Okay, okay. So we have a couple at age 15, a couple at age 25, and maybe something more recent. All in this one anchor, at your best. Now, where in the future, this should be stronger now because we have retrieved some memories that were associated with it from earlier times. Where do you want even more of this in your life? Now that we have it all together here, where is some context where you want to be at your best? Set of circumstances in the future. And what's there for you, Mo, when you are in that context? Something you see, something you hear, or something you feel that reminds you you're in that context you're thinking you want this in? What's there? Tell me about it.
Lots of people.
Okay, so you're seeing lots of people?
Yes.
Are you just a part of that group? Where are you then? Just notice. Lots of people. What's your role in this situation with all these people?
Speaking.
Okay. Speaking in front of a group of people. Okay. And what will you hear? So you're seeing a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing an uproar, applause.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
And as you are in that context, imagining that group of people where you are presenting yourself and speaking, and you hear that uproar, know that you can put this state of at my best in there and have it automatically. You won't have to think about it. Yeah. And where's another place you would like it? So one would be speaking in front of a group of people. Where's another? At home. Okay, let's put it at home. What will you see or what will you hear that will be a reminder to put this on at home?
A reminder.
Yeah. I'm at home. Is it under all circumstances?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you might even just see your front door. So that when you go in the front door or the back door, whichever door you go in, you have this available at your best. Yeah, that looks good. And where's one more place? Let's be greedy. Let's put it in three places. How about here?
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Why not when you're doing NLP?
Absolutely.
Okay, so think about coming in the door of this hotel and, whoa, there's Mo. At your best, yeah. No matter what you're doing in here with people. All right, great. Okay, so now come back to the room.
Okay.
What does it feel like now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. That at your best.
Right now I feel normal.
Mm-hmm. When you think in the future,
I think in the future
about being in front of a group, does that automatically pop up for you?
Yeah.
At your best?
Yeah.
And home?
Home, not so much.
Home, not so much. So maybe the future pacing of home needs to be very specific to specific circumstances at home.
Maybe, yeah.
Rather than just always at home.
Mm-hmm.
So to get that to work even better, you might think of what's something that might happen at home where you really want to have this.
Okay.
What set of circumstances might occur at home where you really want this? Probably not watching TV.
Mm.
Just a guess.
It's when I'm making music, creating.
Okay.
Being creative, yeah.
All right, when you're being creative. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you see or hear when you're being creative that reminds you that you're being creative? See, the important thing is this is a cue to get you to put this state on. So what would you see out of your eyes or hear with your ears when you're ready to be creative and you want this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a certain location?
Mm-hmm. I'm in my room making music.
You're in your room making music. Mm-hmm. So do you do that with a guitar? Do you do that with a piano, keyboard?
Keyboard, computer.
Okay.
Microphone.
Okay. So see the microphone, the keyboard, the computer, and it's time to make music and put at my best in that circumstance. Yeah, at home, making music and being creative. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Okay. So, he wasn't specific enough to begin with. That's why it wasn't as strong as it needed to be. Because probably he doesn't want it at the TV or whatever. Now think about being at home in those circumstances. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There it is. And think about coming in the door here. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, so now you have much more access to that state than when we started, because we went back and recalled memories. Have you thought about those 15-year-old experiences recently?
No.
They were a bit of a surprise, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for being willing to come up and volunteer.
Thank you.